We're hearing of even more violence coming out of the US at the moment. And in Washington, D.C., the lights at the White House went dark yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy scenes.
Now we're crossing to Amelia Adams, Nine correspondent over there at the moment. Amelia, you are in Washington. What is happening?
Yeah, I'm just outside the White House, and really it's only been a few hours since we were here at dawn as the police cleared the streets and swept up the burning bonfires and buildings on fires and whatnot as the rioters were moved out. And already a large crowd of protesters has gathered again, and they're facing off again with Secret Service and police here on the barricade opposite the White House. There's been a few tense scenes. There's lots of chanting, and you know, they're calling again for the authorities to kneel with them in memory of George Floyd, and to show that they're, you know, they're listening and they're hearing their message and their call for change. Every now and then, a member of this police has taken the knee and has knelt on the grass outside the White House, and that's a really powerful statement and a really powerful moment. But then the chanting escalates again, and at the moment, the police and the protesters are holding their line. It's just a little bit of argy-bargy, which we've just moved away from.
So when you say, you know, some police have been putting their knees down, is it just one out of a lineup, or they all end up putting their knees down?
Yesterday I saw just one. He was an African-American Secret Service officer who knelt in a very tense moment, and it was really powerful and really beautiful. And we've seen in other parts of the country whole police forces and sheriff's department kneeling in solidarity. Yeah. And those are some of the most powerful messages I think to come out of these. But in the middle of all that, you know, we really were in quite a dangerous situation last night. There were flashbangs going off everywhere. We were tear gassed. Projectiles were being hurled. You know, it's scary stuff. And very sad to see the nation's capital, which is the last place you expect it, on fire. And the president isn't appearing in public again today. He's got no scheduled events. He sent his press secretary out this morning. So she's just spoken, and she's said again, he will not tolerate anarchy on the streets. He's urging governors to really use the National Guard and really crack down and roll their tanks through the streets of the United States, which I think, you know, is probably likely to escalate things.
You're in the midst of it at the moment. Do you feel more unsafe with the protesters and the fact that some of them are, you know, doing the looting and burning down places, or do you feel more unsafe from the authorities?
I feel more unsafe when, you know, we're on the side of the barricade, obviously, of the protesters, but when I feel unsafe is when, you know, the element of the crowd starts hurling projectiles across the barricade.
Right.
And then the riot police fire back.
Sure.
And obviously we then come under fire as well. But look, you know, that's the job that we're here to do, and get amongst it and get the story.
Okay. Well, look, honestly, hoping you're staying safe there, Amelia. Good luck, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to chat to you.